Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy to say our good friend Rich Galen is back on the show. Rich is the publisher and the purveyor of Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column that is all about the right side of the spectrum perspective, and he's a Republican operative, and our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, pal. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back. And a world traveler, too, folks. We're glad to have you back from Africa after a few days over there. Hey, Rich, I want to get your thoughts on this whole conversation. I want to be about what I'm calling the prime question of our time, and that is, which is more precious to us? And I think every American has to ask this question. Which is more precious to us, our liberty or our security? How do we make that decision? Now, I'm gonna have you answer that in a minute, in a little bit, maybe not even this segment. I first want to get you to talk to us about Edward Snowden, the guy who worked for the government, or I guess he worked for NSA as a contractor, had a top secret security clearance. Everybody should know by now. He gave away a bunch of stuff to a reporter, told a bunch of stuff our government does to a reporter, went to Hong Kong. Allegedly, he's in Russia on his way to Cuba. I don't know why, but what do you think about Mr. Snowden?
Oh, I think he's a traitor. I don't have any problem with identifying him as a traitor. I mean, he's 29 years old. He started out as a security guard at NSA, kind of, you know, bowled his way into an analyst job, and worked his way through NSA, CIA, and then to Booz Allen. But he's 29 years old, and we don't allow anybody. I mean, in a civilized society, you can't allow everybody to make up their own, to decide on their own what rules they should follow and what laws they can ignore. And I did a column about this when this whole thing broke, and I said I hate bicycle riders in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, because they go through stop signs. It would not be good if I decided to wreak my vengeance upon them
Rich,
on my own.
I agree.
I'm held back by society.
I agree with you that Snowden is a traitor, and that what he did was wrong. But as my grandmother would say, let's try to find the silver lining in this. Isn't it interesting? I mean, isn't it important that we discover that we've allowed a relatively maybe smart but an uneducated former guard to have access to this kind of information? How does that happen?
That's a good question. We don't know the answer to that. I mean, it's like,
but isn't that something we should be looking into now, though?
Absolutely. And I mean, we should. And Booz Allen, the consulting company that he worked for about 3 months in Hawaii, you know, is going through there. They announced over the weekend that there were problems with his resume, but they decided to either ignore them or he explained them away.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think when this thing is over, before this is over, this is one 29-year-old. Now, at our age, you can call a 29-year-old a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Not one 29-year-old kid didn't figure this out all by himself. There is too much tradecraft, as we call it, involved. Yeah, absolutely.
Really? From where?
I don't know that.
Ah, you think there might be foreign
involvement? Oh, I don't think there's any question it's foreign.
Yeah.
Now, whether it's WikiLeaks
very
all by itself, or the Chinese started it and then handed
it
off to
WikiLeaks. So he somehow disaffected and went off the rails.
Yeah,
Which brings me back to my point about why are we letting somebody like this have access?
Well, it's a good question. We don't know enough about what everybody's procedures are. One of the things you do is we had the same problem with this kid that's on trial now. His name I can't think of. The Army.
Yeah, I'll think of it in a minute. Go ahead.
But I mean, we one of the things you have to do is to say, okay, nobody's allowed to have access to this stuff without somebody sitting next to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes two. You gotta. It's like you know, you can't fire a nuclear missile all by yourself.
Well, many companies have two signers of checks.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Two people have
to
sign
the checks. We do that with a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So as bad as this was, and as much of a traitor as I agree that he is, you got to look at this. You know, from the very beginning, Rich, I said, you know what, we're going to learn something from this. This is important, and it really is. If nothing else, it's I really think it's important. This what I'm calling this national debate that we're having about the prime question. To every American, I think, has to say, okay, well, how precious is my liberty? How precious is my security? What am I willing to trade one for the other? Quick question before we answer that question in the next segment. What will they do with Snowden? Will he be brought back to justice?
I don't think so. I think he's going to hide out in Ecuador.
You think he'll be out for the... Yeah, interesting. Quick break. Right back with Rich Gaylor after these messages. Tweeny Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.